Reality is that not every family can supply their children with proper nutrition. This could be due to economic as well as multiple job situations, sometimes both. Whatever the reason, it doesn't eliminate the need for youths to have a nutritious meal. During the school year, the breakfast and lunch programs, they of course play a major role in filling that void. But what about when school is not in session? That's when the summer meals program springs into action, as long as parents know where to find it. Our first guest today is with us to discuss how this program has grown in New Jersey and what's needed for it to connect with those who can benefit most from it. She is the director of Hunger Free New Jersey, Adele LaTourette. How are you today, Adele?
Well, good morning.
Bunch of websites for you. We've got them over to our page, but just for your ears right now, hungerfreenj.org, njfoodforthought.org, and summerfoodrocks.org. That's if you're listening out of New Jersey to find locations for the summer meals program. Talk about the mechanics of the program. What does it do, and how widespread has it become in New Jersey?
Well, it's becoming more and more widespread. We saw a 38% increase since July of 2015, which is wonderful. So it's becoming more widespread, and it will be even more widespread next year, thanks to a recently passed piece of legislation. So we're excited about that. So I think the most important thing to know is that there are sites around the state where kids can go to receive a breakfast and lunch, or a breakfast or a lunch. And those sites also generally provide some kind of recreational, educational activity.
You look at the stats in the report, which you can go over to Adele's website to find, and we'll also have it up on our page as well. In a 3-year span, to grow from 74,000, almost 75,000, to just over 103,000 average daily participations, that's a phenomenal growth rate.
It is, and it has been the work of the New Jersey Department of Agriculture has done a stellar job, and I have to say, as has the Food for Thought campaign, which Hunger Free New Jersey chairs, but really, it's all about partnerships. It's all about having everyone around the table who can involve their networks. That's all the education groups. It's the school libraries. It's the libraries, the school nurses. It's a broad-based group, and really, again, getting the word out through those networks and working within the Food for Thought campaign has just made such a huge positive difference.
Now, when it comes to organizing a summer meal program in a county or an individual community within a county, there are two elements. You have to have, obviously, the place, and you need the provider.
You need a vendor, a sponsor, and a site.
And it doesn't always have to be one person doing both. It could be a tag team effort.
Yep, absolutely, which I think is probably the best way to go. Again, you need a vendor, so you need someone who will provide the meals. You need a sponsor, someone who kind of oversees the whole operation, and then you need sites. And those sites are where stuff really happens, where kids get fed and where all those educational, recreational activities happen.
Looking at the county-by-county breakdown, you have percentage rates, some stellar growth in Camden County, for example, up 49% from 2017 to 2018. Sussex County up 34%, going down the list here. Cumberland County up 30%. If you look at raw numbers, Ocean County saw a very sizable jump from 7,300 to just over 11,000. What do you figure is the reason for this growth? Is it just a matter of communication, the websites at the site founders, and better PR that's going on with this program now?
I do. I think it's really better PR. I think it's, again, great work on the part of the Department of Agriculture in terms of getting word out about the summer food program. I also think it's really people recognizing that without school meals, children don't have access to food during the summer months. And I think communities are making a commitment to ensure that the children in their communities continue to eat in the summer months. And it's that commitment, the recognition that the issue of hunger is, you know, there is no county, there is no place that is exempt from the issue. So I think it's that recognition and people stepping up to the plate and making sure that kids have food for the summer months.
Talking with Adele LaTourette, who is the director of Hunger Free New Jersey, hungerfreenj.org, about the Summer Meals program. Also find out more at njfoodforthought.org. And if you're listening outside of New Jersey on the stream, summerfoodrocks.org. Those are those last two, and we have them linked over to our page as well. are the location finders where you can find the summer meal programs that are closest to you. Do you necessarily have to go to one in your community if you're in a town that does not have one, but there's one two towns over? Can your child go to that one?
It depends on what kind of site it is, and that's why it's so important for people to call ahead. We all know, and I think one of the things that they can find in the resources is people can text the word food to 97779 and get what are the closest sites to them. But though it's so important for people to do the due diligence, to call those sites up and say, are they open sites, which means anyone can attend from the area? Are they closed sites, which means you have to be enrolled? Is there a fee? It's just very important for people to call ahead. But I think even more important is the fact that there are ways to find out where the sites are that are close to you and find out exactly what the criteria are, if there are any criteria.
Now we have just a handful of days left of the school year. Is there a role that schools can play in communicating this message? I mean, you look at schools now, they have these billboards, these electronic billboards and marquees outside the schools that they spend literally tens of thousands of dollars on. Certainly when the school's not in session, there's nothing going up there. Why not put out a steady message, summer meals being served, and maybe put the text information or the website info on it?
I think that's a great idea. I know our communications person is working very hard to make sure people get flyers out to kids before they leave for the summer months throughout the state. We are trying to get the word out about the 9777 number, trying to get the summerfoodrocks.org website out there. And yeah, absolutely. Schools have a role to play, and to have that information available throughout the summer months is a wonderful idea. I think that's a great idea.
Another idea, too, if you're a parent who finds the site in your town, why not copy and paste? Where if we all have our Facebook and Twitter feeds, put something, put a good use to it. Instead of taking a photo of what you had for lunch, put up information about where a child can go get a lunch.
I think that's a great idea. And again, on our website, we have flyers you can download and make sure you get those out there. And again, we are working very hard through our networks to make sure people know that there are summer food sites throughout the state.
I was looking at some of the sponsors and the locations of the various counties. They really range from places you'd expect, like local YMCAs, community organizations. Some schools open their doors as well, and the playgrounds, if not the actual lunchrooms. It really does seem like a team effort is what really has elevated this program into the growth rate that we talked about.
Absolutely. It's a team effort. It's such an important program, and it really does take a village, a community, a town, a city, a county to come together and make sure that the programs run seamlessly.
That way, too, if you want to be if someone wants to be a sponsor or a location provider, what's the steps that they should be taking?
I think they can call the New Jersey Department of Agriculture at 609-292-4498. I am not sure what the timing is on becoming a sponsor and or a site at this point. It is late in the game. I think they could probably still become a site. I'm not sure they could become a sponsor, but I think, again, it's so important to prioritize feeding the kids, so you can reach out to the New Jersey Department of Agriculture at that number and find out exactly what the process entails.
And is this a program that goes all through the summer? What's the window of it?
Well, it really depends on the provider, on the sponsor, and on the site as to what they choose to do. Some programs run for 2 weeks, some for four. It's up to them. So it changes depending on the site.
So again, that's why the site finder, which we have linked up at our page as well, is really important, because that's going to be your first degree of information. NJFoodForThought.org and /summer-meals. That's if you're in New Jersey. Everywhere in the country, because this is a nationwide program, it's summerfoodrocks.org/site finder. You put in your town name, zip code, whatever the case may be, and you find the locations near you as well. Overall information about the program for texting, phone numbers, it's hungerfreenj.org. That's the website for Hunger Free New Jersey. Summer meal programs, they are going to be out there once again. More, which is good. more participation, which is good as well, because there is a void when school is out to ensure that kids get the proper nutrition, and that is what the Summer Meals Program is designed to do. Again, hungerfreenj.org to find out more. We've been talking with the director of Hunger Free New Jersey, Adele LaTourette. Adele, thanks so much for being here with this information today.
Thank you so much for having me.